Welcome to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I'm your host, Blakely Ramsey, and the goal of this podcast is to discuss all things personal development, wellness, and the art of editing your life in an elevated way. From mastering morning routines to mastering your mindset, we're going to sift through the noise and empower you to take elevated action. Make sure you catch the show notes for all the details. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I am going to have to think of a name for these Friday episodes. They're going to be short. They're going to be sweet. I was thinking like the Friday edit. I don't know. I'm going to think of something cute. If y'all have any suggestions, email me, DM me, comment on Facebook, Instagram, wherever, all the places. Let me know. Let me know if you come up with a good idea. But without further ado, let's get started. So today we are going to talk about some intentions that we can have going into the holiday season. I love Christmas. I love everything about Christmas. I love the whole holiday season. I love music. I love food. I love lights, decorations, all of the things. But if we're all being completely honest with ourselves, it can also be super overwhelming. It can be very overstimulating. So today I'm going to cover three quick intentions that we can set to create clarity, joy, and abundance as we dive into this season. So intention number one, we're going to prioritize what matters most. So this is going to be our clarity portion. The holidays can feel chaotic because we say yes to absolutely everything. At least I do. I can't imagine you mamas out there with all of the like Christmas party invites and all of the things, what all you have to or feel like you have to say yes to. But clarity comes from knowing what truly matters to you, whether that's time with loved ones, self-care, or just saying no to things that don't light you up. So for this season, write down your top three non-negotiables for the season and let that be your guide when commitments pile up. So my three non-negotiables for this holiday season for 2024 are: I'm taking weekends off from work. Now, if I feel like working, if I feel like jumping in my email, if I feel like hopping on social media, I'll be more than happy to. But other than that, I'm not working on weekends. That is something that I have never done before. I have always been the person that's like, oh, it's Christmas, let's go like work. No, I'm taking my weekends off, actual holiday days I'm taking off as well. That's just something that that's an intention I'm setting for myself. That's something that's very important to me this season. Intention number two is going to be my daily workouts. I have discovered with myself, I'm just a better person if I work out in the morning, whether that's going for a walk, lifting weights, yoga, whatever the situation is, my body needs to work out. Before I can go interact with other people, I have got to get my energy out before I can sit down and get anything done. I have to work out before I even lay down on the couch. Like if I just spend the day lounging and I haven't worked out, it's just, I get a headache, I feel gross, it's just sluggish. Versus if I get in a good workout, I can lay on the couch and drift in and out of sleep all day and it's fantastic and wonderful. And then my third intention, probably can't get away with this if you've got little ones, but we are not putting up holiday decorations this year. It is such a pressure for me. It honestly overstimulates me a little bit. And then after the holidays, it is such a hassle to take it down. It's just one of those things that stresses me out a little bit. And this year, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to protect my peace and I'm not going to put my tree up, even though I'm really sad about it. But I'm about protecting my peace in this season. Okay, intention number two, we're going to embrace the little joy. So this is how we're going to focus on joy, bringing more joy into our lives. I know I can be like this, and this, you know, goes back to the Christmas decorating, but we can focus on making everything perfect that we forget to actually enjoy it. And joy comes from the little things like twinkling lights, cozy moments, or even just a laugh with friends. So as an actionable tip, start a gratitude list that is specific to the holidays. So maybe starting on December 1, every day you write down something that you're grateful for, something that you love about the holidays. This is definitely something that I am going to partake in. I feel like since I have, quote unquote, been a grown up, I just kind of breeze through the holidays and then I'm like, oh shoot, I didn't even enjoy it. So I'm going to try to slow down and embrace the little moments this year. And then intention number three, give generously without overstretching. And this is how we're going to bring abundance into our lives. So abundance doesn't mean maxing out your time or your budget. It's about giving what you can, whether that's your energy, kindness, or resources, and trusting that it will come back to you. So this actionable tip for this one is to plan one intentional act of giving this season, whether it be a thoughtful gift, donating your time, or even sending a heartfelt note to someone who's impacted you this year. So this one I'm going to keep secret. I don't want to publicly broadcast everything that we're doing, but me and Will are both pretty on the same page with this one, that we have a very specific goal for ourselves in 2025, and so we're going to start during the holiday season as far as donating both time and money, which y'all know I think time is way more important and way more valuable, and so we're going to be very intentional with what we are donating this holiday season and do it out of a place of abundance and do it not expecting for it to come back to us, but knowing that it will come back to us in some way or another, and so we can just release all that time, release all that money, and know it'll come back. So the holidays can be whatever you choose to make them. For me, going into the holidays with these three intentions of clarity, joy, and abundance, I feel like it's going to help me stay grounded. I think it could help you stay grounded as well and truly enjoy the magic of the season. So if y'all come up with any breakthroughs after this episode, if you have any intentions that you are setting for yourself this holiday season, please DM me, please message me, or leave a comment on the Facebook page, the Instagram page. You can even leave it in the review section of the podcast on Apple or Spotify or any of the other places that it is. And I hope that y'all like this short format, short, quick, and to the point, about 6.5 minutes. And yeah, if y'all think of a name for these, let me know. I'm really excited about this one because I just can kind of spitfire. I literally, my script is on a post-it note. But yeah, we'll see. There's a lot of joy that comes out of this. So I hope that you'll have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see y'all in the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I hope you found today's episode inspiring and full of actionable tips. Don't forget to check out the show notes for all the resources and links mentioned. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. Follow us on social media for more updates and inspiration. Until next time, keep growing, glowing, and elevating your life. See you soon.